Let's start here.
This conference is a gathering of visionaries, futurists, both engineers and technologists, as well as people from various disciplines. And our goal is one that won't happen in my lifetime or probably our children's lifetime, which is humanity going to planets around other stars.
It's good to hear that we've taken a small step towards global domination.
Our customers are those who have the stomach, if you will, for investing in new technologies.
This is WVXU's Discovery Podcast, Start Here. Whether you're new to podcasting or an avid fan of many years, Start Here will help you navigate the exploding podcast world with examples and samples for what to listen to next. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. And with technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support from Connor Eldridge, we'll bring you three podcast samples in each episode of Start Here. Two from the rapidly expanding national podcast world, and one from the quickly growing and wonderfully creative community of podcasters right here in Cincinnati and the Tri-State. And we'll check out the hottest podcasts as tallied by the Apple Podcast Charts at itunescharts.net. And remember, you can always get a complete listing of our favorite podcasts at Podcast Central on WVXU.org. And you can join us. If you have a podcast you'd like to share or a specific episode you'd liked, let us know. Drop us an email or call us. Tell us your name, your podcast recommendation, why you like it. Our email is podcast@wvxu.org. Or give us a call and we'll add your voice to ours. 513-294-8030. And now, it's time to start here. Today, we'll be exploring two podcasts that are out of this world, and one that allows us to get there. Space is a realm of unknown possibilities, which makes it pretty ripe for podcasting. So we'll take a look at space and hostile worlds to find out more about podcasts that boldly go where no podcast has gone before, as well as focus on technology to get a glimpse into the developing tech world that makes space exploration possible. Our first podcast comes to us from the BBC World Service, and it covers just about the biggest topic there is, space, a podcast about all things extraterrestrial, the past and the future of space travel, the possibility of alien life, how to survive in space. If it involves space, space will cover it. Space brings in experts from various scientific fields to discuss the technical aspects of space exploration, as well as firsthand accounts of astronauts that actually went way out there. As space travel capabilities continue to improve, space will keep you up to date on all you need to know about what the future of travel will look like. And if you're a history buff, space also has plenty of episodes dedicated to important moments in the history of space exploration. Here's a sample from an episode of Space entitled Caravans in Space. In it, they explore the possibility of human colonization of space and the technical necessities that might be involved with such an endeavor. Space heads to the Tennessee Valley Interstellar Workshop in Chattanooga, Tennessee, to talk with some experts from a wide variety of fields. The workshop meets annually to discuss the latest findings and lay the groundwork for the development of a space colonization effort.
The Tennessee Valley Interstellar Workshop isn't a collection of Trekkies or sci-fi fans who happen to like railways. Most of the delegates are scientists and engineers, doctors, sociologists and anthropologists, with day jobs at universities, research institutes and space agencies. Conference Chair Les Johnson is technical advisor to NASA's Advanced Concepts Office.
This conference is a gathering of visionaries, futurists, both engineers and technologists, as well as people from various disciplines. And our goal is one that won't happen in my lifetime or probably our children's lifetime, which is humanity going to planets around other stars. But that's so hard and so far away. But it's the old adage, if you don't start thinking about it now, you'll never go. And so our goal is to help make that initial contribution toward us becoming a spacefaring civilization.
We have a morning full of presentations leading up to a coffee break. Right after lunch, we are going to have a group photo. We want everybody who's here to be in that photograph for posterity, so please plan on that right after lunch.
It's a packed schedule. Two intensive days of presentations and discussions, starting at 8 in the morning and lasting well into the night. And there's a lot to consider. Everyone here has a vision of taking humanity to the stars, of building giant space stations adrift in the void, fleets of starships or world ships, enormous vessels packed with tens of thousands of people in living ecosystems. Caravans in Space.
That was Space from the BBC World Service. That episode and many others are ready to be explored on WVXU's Podcast Central. Next up is a new podcast that's a good deal related to the one you just heard from. It's called Hostile Worlds, and it too has some otherworldly ambitions. This documentary-drama hybrid sets out to take you on a journey around the universe, exploring alien worlds from the comfort of Earth. As our world continues to change and the future of our environment grows more and more uncertain, many have begun to look outward to find a new home. Hostile Worlds explores that possibility with its fictitious spaceship, the Tardigrade, an all-purpose vehicle that can go anywhere and everywhere to examine some of the universe's most strange and awe-inspiring environments. Here's a clip from the second episode of Hostile Worlds called A Titan Looms. In this episode, the Tardigrade travels to Titan, Saturn's largest moon, and in the sample, the crew of the Tardigrade prepare for their hypothetical exploration of the surface of Titan.
So, your suit really has two main jobs. The first is to stop you freezing to death because, as we've already established, it's really cold out there. Temperatures average minus 295 degrees Fahrenheit, which is minus 180 degrees Celsius.
That makes Antarctica sound like the Caribbean, huh?
The second job of your suit is to keep you breathing because there's no oxygen out there. Not only that, but back in 2012, Cassini actually detected what appeared to be a massive cloud of cyanide gas floating down at the South Pole.
Oh, crikey.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't take a lungful of that, would you?
Are you sure these suits will work?
Have I ever let you down before?
Well, there was that time when
okay,
you wondered...
so now that we know we're going to be safe out there, let's take a look at some of the places of interest on Titan. This is a map pieced together over the years from satellite images taken by our pal Cassini. So we've talked about how Titan's the only cosmic body aside from Earth itself that we know for sure holds areas of surface liquid. Do either of you notice anything interesting about where these seas and lakes are located?
It looks like most of them are gathered around the North Pole.
Well spotted. And although there's a handful down in the South Pole, it's the North Pole that definitely looks like a better place to visit for this sort of thing. Up there you've got Kraken Mare and Ligia Mare, the two biggest seas on Titan.
There's one lake in the south that caught my eye, actually.
Ah, I see you're browsing through a popular online encyclopedia website.
I am, yeah, but it's just because I recognise the name of this one here, Seanuscaig Lacus. You know, it's named after Loch Seanuscaig in the northwest of Scotland.
I didn't know that, but it's good to hear that we've taken a small step towards global domination.
That was Hostile Worlds, available on WVXU's Podcast Central. One part serial drama and one part educational podcast, Hostile Worlds provides a fresh, interesting take on space travel and exploration. So be sure to tune in every week to find out where in the universe the Tardigrade and her crew are headed to next. A local podcast this week, Focus on Technology, fits our future thinking theme here. And just as the name suggests, its weekly episode focuses in on technological developments taking place in the world of science today, and some of them right here in Cincinnati. Host Ann Thompson discusses recent trends in the technological world and how they can affect and will affect our lives. As you might know from hearing segments on the air on WVXU, each episode is less than 5 minutes, so it's easy to listen to on your podcast player, but it's packed full of information about the week's topic. Focus on Technology is the perfect place to get a quick but informative rundown of artificial intelligence, medical treatment, biometrics, and many more. Here's a clip from the most recent episode of Focus on Technology. In this episode, Ann Thompson discusses recent developments in 3D printing taking place in Cincinnati. Tim Bell, general manager of 3D printing manufacturing company Beam, talks about the progress currently being made and their potential implications for the future.
Last month, U.S. subsidiary Beam Machines, Inc. held an open house with potential customers from as far away as Austria, Canada, California, Washington, and Massachusetts. Right now, the company is assembling its machines in Cincinnati and selling them. It's expected to begin making them here by the end of the year. Bell says some fear this emerging technology because it requires a higher upfront cost. The Magic 2.0 costs $1.8 million.
Our customers are those who have the stomach, if you will, for investing in new technologies. So it requires a lot of R&D funds for companies to invest in things like additive manufacturing. And the companies who have those budgets are your jet engine manufacturers, your rocket engine manufacturers, defense contractors.
He points to early adopter GE Aviation. It's been printing engine parts for years. GE is not his customer, but companies Beam has sold to in Europe are repairing planes and putting them right back into flight. Bell predicts more will be using 3D printers in the next 5 years.
Subtractive parts are going to become less and less, and additive parts are going to take over. So there's going to be some time where it's about equal. I'm not sure where that is. It all depends on how fast things accelerate today.
In fact, the sky may not be the limit. Bell points to a smaller printer.
We could actually, our small machine like this could operate in space and build parts there from materials that they have at hand.
3D printing is expected to revolutionize global manufacturing in the 21st century.
From Focus on Technology, that was Ann Thompson. From the weekly rundown of what's new in the tech world, check out Focus on Technology on our regular broadcasts over the air or available right now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Time to turn to the charts. A look at what's hot on the Apple Podcast charts from iTunescharts.net. Two podcasts are worth a focus this time. The first, Cults, tops the charts this week. Every Tuesday, Greg and Vanessa, co-hosts of the podcast Serial Killers, explores the history and psychology behind the most notorious cults. The first episode was released last week, and it's already number one. The other notable podcast is the biggest chart mover this week. It's up 68 spots to number 10, called Here We Stand. It's a 31-day journey introducing the many heroes of the Reformation. It's just 5 to 7 minutes each episode, and it's the biggest mover this week on the Apple Podcast charts. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources, NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has Earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@WVXU.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.